Mahavishnu Jagat Kartya Maya Ja Sijatada Kashyavatara Ivayam Advaita Acharya Isha. So, there are three principles: the Ishara principle, and the Maya principle, and the Jiva principle. These three principles. So, Advaita Acharya is Ishara principle. He belongs to the Ishara group. Even in communist country, they call classless society, but they are also creating a managerial class. They cannot do without that. They could not avoid it. Managers. Why manager? Make classless society, all worker. That is not possible. That must be Ishara. Ishara means control. That is the beginning from the creation, Ishara. So, Ishara, there are innumerable Ishara forms, as it is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupa. Many, many, many millions and trillions of Ishara forms. It is stated in the Bhagavatam that how you can calculate? That is compared, just like in the river or in the ocean, there are waves, but you cannot count how many waves are. It is not possible. Can you count the waves of the ocean? Going on, day and night, waves. Similarly, in big rivers. So, God's incarnation, they are coming out innumerable, just like the waves. But we can understand by reaction that He is incarnation of God. So, the activities of Advaita Acharya means that He is Ishara. He called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come down. That is Ishara. You cannot call the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come down. That is not possible. But Ishara, or one who has attained the power of atoning from Ishara, he can do that. It is always possible. Otherwise, it is possible. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi nama prita. We have to receive the authority from Krishna. Then it is possible to preach the cult of Hare Krishna movement. That means Ishvara, and anyone who attains the power of returning from Ishvara, he is also Ishvara. That is called power of returning. Can act on behalf of the proprietor. That is possible. So Advaita Acharya did it. He inaugurated this Krishna consciousness movement when he saw that the people are so much misled that simply they are busy for the bodily necessities of life and completely have forgotten Krishna. He became sympathetic. That is Vaishnava behavior. Vaishnava, they are the best friend of the society. Best friend, Vaishnava. Patitanam pavanibho, Vaishnavibho namo namo. Vaishnava is always thinking how to deliver these fallen souls who are so much captivated with this false philosophy of hedonism. It did be made in India. This is called hedonism. So they are always thinking how to deliver. Advaita Prabhu did it. Therefore he is Ishvara. Prahlad Maharaj did it. Any Vaishnava who is actually feeling for the poor condition and so he must make arrangement for delivering these rascals from the death nail of ignorance. They do not know that nature is working. And it is said here, Maya. The material nature means Maya. That is an energy or agent of Krishna to act something instrumental. Maya is instrumental. Maya is not all in all. Material nature is not all in all. That is foolish observation. Materialistic theory of creation, there was a chunk, and there was, what is called? Blowing. What is the word? Big Bang. Explosion, yeah. So they are seeing that explosion and the chunk, but they cannot explain how the chunk became explosion. Sometimes we see that some earth by the sunshine hitting, it breaks always. So this explosion of the chunk does not take place automatically. It is due to the sunshine drying it, and at a point it breaks. Similarly, the chunk is also, we can accept, the total material energy. That is, you can take it as chunk. But this material energy in the form of chunk is agitated by the glands of Mahavishnu. That is stated. Sa oikhata, sa asujata. Material energy itself cannot explode. The exploration theory is there, actual act, but the total material energy, Mahatattva, when it is glanced over by Mahavishnu, then it becomes agitated and the modes of material nature begins to act. So that these activities are executed by Mahavishnu, by his glance, simply by his glance. His power, Krishna is all powerful, Vishnu is all powerful. So, simply by glancing, he can agitate the material energy and the creation begins. Sa-ithata, sa-asijata, ita-narayana-asit. These are the basic information. In the beginning, there was only Narayana. Na-isha, na-brahma. There was no Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. We have studied that. Narayana, the Mahavishnu, Vadbhotakshaya Vishnu, he created Ashtava Brahma. He is already there. From Mahavishnu to Vadbhotakshaya Vishnu, then he created Brahma. Then, through the material energy and Brahma's cooperation, the whole creation came into existence. Actually, the original person involved in material creation, Mahavishnu, through the agency of Maya, he has created. Maya Siddhati Ava, all these cosmic manifestations is created in that way. Those who are not devotee, they cannot see that over the chunk, total material energy, there is the vision of Mahavishnu. That they cannot see. It's like you find on the ground so many flowers and grasses are coming up. How? By the sunrise, the glance of the sun. Where there is no sunshine, there the vegetables do not grow. We have got practical experience. Similarly, therefore, the field of the earth is not exploding with the vegetation. It is due to the sunshine, therefore it is the real cause. Similarly, accepting that chunk, the total material energy, it is agitated by the glance of Mahavishnu. Then it explodes and things happen. We can accept that. But not that automatically there are explosions. That is not. Therefore, to the foolish person, the power behind the explosion is not visible. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samapita. Rabbi Krishna says that I am not visible to everyone. They being powered by the curtain of yoga maya. Mura nadi janati mameva paroma. Tri gunamai bhavi mohita. But this is our position. We do not know who is the actual architect behind all these nice material creation. That is Mahavishnu and his incarnation. He is Advaita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is directly Krishna, or Krishna's incarnation. Nityananda Prabhu is directly incarnation of Baladev, and similarly, Sri Advaita Prabhu is incarnation of Mahavishnu. So all of them are on the equal footing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita. They are on the same equal level. And then, Shakti Tattva, Sri Gadadhara, and Srivasati Gaur Bhakti. Gadadhara is the internal energy, and Srivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda, then marginal energy. So, Ishvara Tattva and Shakti Tattva. So, within this group, there is no this material energy. Because in the spiritual world, there is no action of material energy, only spiritual energy. In the material world, there is action of material energy. In the spiritual world, there is no material energy. Therefore, in this Pancha Tattva, there is no mention of material energy. Because in the spiritual world there is no material. Maya gandhahi. So Advaita Acharya is Ishvara. But there are many Isharas. Even in this material world there are Isharas, innumerable. But the Shastra has analyzed that the supreme Ishvara is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. There is no more higher Ishvara than Krishna. Krishna also says, Matta Parataram Nanya. There is no more. This is it. You go on finding out Ishvara's there. In material world, every one of us is Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. So, anyone controls, he can be called Ishvara. But there are Ishvaras over Ishvara. You go on searching Ishvara, over Ishvara, over Ishvara. When you come to the point, there is no more other Ishvara than his. There is Krishna. You go on searching out this life, or generally know, Brahma is he is also Ishvara. He has created this universe. But he is not the supreme Ishvara. He is created by Bhagavad-gita Vishnu. He is also Ishvara. But he is expansion of Mahavishnu. Then he is also Ishvara. Then he is also expansion of Sankarsana. Then Sankarsana is expansion of Narayana. In this way, you go on, go on, go on, catching out. When you come to the point, then no more Ishvara. Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha, Anadi. So he has no Adi. Anadi, Radhi. He is the beginning of everything. But he has no beginning. How it is that? He has no so many Isharas at beginning. And why? Sarat. That is it is. Sarat. Completely intimate. Janmadrasya-jataha. This is Vedanta-sutra. And it is explained by the Vedanta-sutra-bhasya. Janmadrasya-jataha. Annayan itatatasya arthesu abhijya sarat. Sarat, that is Ishvara, that is Supreme Ishvara. He has no Ishvara. Everyone has got Ishvara over. But Krishna has no over Ishvara. He is the ultimate, Supreme. Therefore, Shastra says, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra. Krishna to Bhagavan Sayam. All of them are Bhagavan. But the original Bhagavan, real Bhagavan, is Krishna. Krishna is true Bhagavan. So, everyone is unlike Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Ekola Ishwar Krishna, Arsa Vritta. Arsa Vritta, target. Even Ishwara Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, they are also working as servant of Krishna. Advita Acharya, just like he is Ishwara. But he is serving as servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Ekula Ishwara Krishna, Chaitanya, Paratattvam, Paramya. Above Krishna, above Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no more Paratattva. Paramya, he is supreme. In this way, we have to study Ishwara Tattva, then Shakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva. That is knowledge, that is education. Not physically suggesting something and talking foolishly. Tathāpi te deva padāṁ bhajatva prasāda līśāna grihita jīva hi jālāti tattvam. If you want to know the truth, then you have to follow these principles. How to know Ishvara tattva? And how to know? Tadvijñānārtham sa gurumeva vigacchet. Then you have to go approach the bona fide guru. He will let you know. Tadvijñī pranipātena paripuṣṇena siva. No challenge. There is foolishness. No challenge. Pranipātena. First of all, surrender. You don't surrender to a foolish man. But you have to surrender. Now it is your business to find out where to surrender. But you have to surrender. This is the cause. Without surrender, you cannot understand the truth as it is. That is the instruction of Vedas everywhere. Tasmāt guruṁ pravartyeta vijñāsu se uttamam. One has to surrender to Guru. Why? Jignyasu, if you are inquisitive to know the Absolute. If you want to know something which is figuring relative to, that is another thing. But if you want to know the Absolute Truth, Sriya Uttamam, Absolute Truth means ultimate benefit. Sriya. Ultimate. Yes, exactly you want. Benefit. If you want ultimate benefit, then Guru Prapadvita, who is Guru, Sādhe Parita Nisnātam, Brahmani Upasamāsayam, one who is expert in understanding the Vedic literature. Sādhe Parita, especially Tatsananda. So you have to go through like that, as Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is explained. You have to follow this principle. Then if you are really inquisitive to learn the Absolute Truth, they will explain, as here it is explained, that here Advaita Acharya is Ishvara, is incarnation of Mahāvishnu. Sometimes Advaita Acharya is called Sadāsī avatar. The Sadāsī is also expansion of Mahāvishnu. So, either way you say incarnation of Sadāsī or Mahāvishnu, it doesn't matter. But Advaita Acharya is Ishvara tattva. He is not Shakti tattva. Is Ishvara. And we are all Shakti tattva. Therefore there is demand. Shakti is Shakti Ma. Although there is no defense of Hindu, but still Shakti Sattva is superior and Shakti Ma tattva is superior than Shakti tattva. explain this way, try to understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Gadadhar, and Shivadhari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. But they are so kind because they have come to deliver the fallen souls. If you sincerely chant their name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, they will be very, very kind to reveal themselves to you, and your path for liberation will be open. Thank you very much.
How is Mahavishnu and the Vishnu cousin groups, how do they serve Krishna?
They are serving Hare Krishna. But when you see, Srishti Tattva, Krishna wanted the creator, and they are the agents to serve Krishna. They are creating. Because I serve Krishna, I serve Sabrita. They serve me. Aye.